So we're in still the beginning of Perek Aleph. So he's summing up now. He's giving us Mekoiris that Olam Hazeh is a proisto b'fnei ha'olam haba. The Ike is what we're created for, is to be koine olam haba. This world is only a proisto. When soiva magim is adam letachlis hazeh heim ha'mitzvahs asher tzivanu aleim okel yisbarach shemay. That's what we had last time. U'mekoyim asiyas ha'mitzvahs hurak ha'olam hazeh. The only place you can do mitzvahs is this world. Al kein husam ha'odom b'zeh ha'odom b'tchila. Therefore, the mensch was put in this world first. Kedei shalidei ha'emtsoim ha'ele ha'mizdamlim lo'ikan. So there, that through the means which he finds here, yuchal la'agia el ha'mokim ashehu chan lo'i shu olam haba. Then he will be able to get to the place which is be'etzim destined for him, prepared for him. That's olam haba. Lirvo is shom ba'toiv asher kono lo'i alidei emtsoim ha'ele. To bask there in the goodness that he acquired through the means in this world, through these means. V'hu ma'ashomru zichron nivrocha hayoim la'asoysom u'mocha lekabel scharim. Today, hayoim la'asoysom, today, here, in this world, we have to do the mitzvahs, and tomorrow we're going to be mekabel the schar. His maram is here to the answer of a question which people ask, and then you can ask it deeper and deeper and deeper, this question. If the tachlis, Bris Ha'adam, is Olam Haba, so why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not create us in a matzav of Olam Haba? Lisanig al Hashem, v'lehonis mizim shkinosay, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is toiv, he's meitiv, he wants us to have Olam Haba. Shine, I understand. Olam Haba is lanetzach, it's going to last forever. So, move on to create us in a matzah Olam Haba. Why do we have to come to Olam Hazeh? The Yesoid, the answer in Merumas, in the word, Sashe Kon Aloi. And the Sfarim quote a Gemara to Yerushalmi that it's called Nahama de Kisufa, shameful bread. Nahama is lechem and Kisufa is shameful. Boishes, lechem shel boishes, busha. Yerushalmi says that a person who receives a free gift is misbayish listakel, misbayish to look at the one who gives him the free gift. Heyois that Kodesh Baruch is kulei toiv, and the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to give us a matzav of kulei toiv. If he would give us a free gift, the Ainu, he would just create us and put us in olam haba, then we would be misbayish kiviyochel to look at him. We'd be misbayish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It would come with that busha that we're recipients of a free gift. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up a system that we come first into Olam Hazeh, and we can only get Olam Haba Alidei Mitzvahs, and Mitzvahs are only shayach to do in this world. Mitrei Taimah Be'etzem. One reason is that we need the physical things to do mitzvahs from. Rov Rubam of mitzvahs, not all mitzvahs, Rov Rubam of mitzvahs use physical things which we find in this world. For example, if you want to make a tefillin, how do you make tefillin? You need a cow, be'etzim, and you need to all sorts of parts of the cow. Tefillin are made of the cheeks of a cow and the hide of the cow. The hide of the cow, you ma'abid it and you make the ritzus from the skin of the thing, but the batib you make from the cheeks of a cow. And you also need the guts of the cow, because the gidin, what we sew up the tefillin with, are made from the guts. You spin the guts and you make it thick. And you need also the hairs of the tail, because we also have to, aloha l'moshe v'sinai, wrap up the parashas. If you see the parashas, they have their, when they're wrapped up with a piece of cloth around them, which you also get from the hide of the cow, and you they have hair around them. You can see a little bit, few little things of the hair sticking out in the tefillin shel rosh, which the parasha v'hayim shamaya, we take the ends of those hairs and stick them out. Those hairs come from the tail of the cow. So you want to make heiliger tefillin, you need a cow and you need to chop him up in all sorts of pieces and be ma'abed him in different ways. Then, and you need to make the klaf, which also you make from, you'll need another cow, because I suppose you could, it's not really advisable to make ritzuas from half a skin, because you won't get the wider the skin is, then the straighter the ritzuas are going to be. They make the ritzuas by cutting round and round and round the R. So if you're going to have a small skin, you're going to have to, it's going to be very, it's going to be very good ritzuas. So you need another piece of cloth, to another skin to be, make cloth. And then you need, before you finish, you need to make ink. So ink, you need soot, and you need one of the ways of getting, you need tannic acid. One of the ways of getting this from acorns. And you also need, if you're an Ashkenazi, you need a feather from a turkey or a chicken. And if you're a Svadi, you still want to write with a kone like they used to in the time of the Gemara, and the Svadim still write with the corners, so you need to go out and find a bamboo shoot or something and make a pen out of that. And then you can make your tefillin. You can't make tefillin if all you have is a neshama. And you have another problem with, if you only have a neshama, where are you going to put the tefillin? You need remach evarim kenegid remach mitzvah sesei to actually be mekayim the mitzvahs to put your tefillin. Sefer Torah, which is even more kaddish than tefillin. Say the Bavita, you need quite a lot of cows. You need a bear of 60 or so pieces of cloth, 60 ears or so. You need ink, you need feathers, and you also need some wood to make the atzei chayim. That's okay. Maybe you'll tell me that's extreme. Yeah, okay. So there's another mitzvah which we do for 7 days. And you've got to build yourself a hut, as I thought, a hut thing, and you know, live in a hut and do all your Kashmir's life in a hut. There's also a mitzvah. There's another mitzvah to eat matzah. There's other heiliger mitzvahs to make korbanos, which also is with animals, and Tkiah Shofar, you also need cows are no good for that. You need a ram for that. Cut his horn off and make into a shofar. B'chule, the roiv mitzvahs, roiv, not all of them. Mitzvahs Avo, mitzvahs Yiro, it's not directly with the Gashmis this world. And that's one thing. You need the Inyanim Gashmiim in this world. Secondly, Be'etzim to be koine, that we should have our own schus, that we did it ourselves, and it's not a free gift, you need bechira. Because if we don't have bechira, so the inviter, we're just a mitzvah machine, it would just be created, so then there's mamash no point. Create the Adam that he automatically does mitzvahs, put him in this world so he does mitzvahs, and then give him olam haba. Why get complicated? Just you might as well just put him straight in Olam Haba. Because Vaita, it's all a free gift. He has to do the mitzvahs. So therefore, you also need other things in this world, things which are lechayer anti-mitzvahs, in order there should be bechira. You give a person bechira, Mercedes, but if there's nothing that's going to attract him not to do the mitzvahs, then Vaita, all he has is mitzvahs. So you have to have all the tzad hara in the bria and all the nisyonis in the bria, so the mensch should have bechira and be koine his olam haba. Then one of the poshta kashas, which people, if a person thinks a bit, then people ask, I don't understand. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a matzah? Barei, the Rebbeinu Shem created everything. Before the Bria, there's nothing. So the Eibishter went and created a matzah of Nama de Kisufa. The Rebbeinu Shem created a matzah that if a person gets a free gift, then he has busha. So don't create that. Don't create that feeling or that midah. And then you don't have to be mistabech. You don't have to get all complicated. Just vaita. You don't have that. So put the men straight into Olam Haba. Create him to Olam Haba. Matzav nene miziv ashchina la'olam alo me'olamim. And fine. And that is the ultimate toiv. And he won't be misbayish. So there's an oimik here, which here he doesn't say that, but a couple of people asked these questions on your questions. I've been a bit torrid with. Unfortunately, my son's matzav, so I haven't been able to get round to personally deal with some of the questions which we need to deal with. Hopefully, in the future, we will do. Al Kolponim, the answer there you'll find in Derech Hashem. There he answers it. And it's kedai to know this because the oimek of what is of this idea is be'etzem. Be megalit to us really what Olam Haba is. Over there he says like this, that there's this idea that a person is misbayish from a free gift. It's not stam that Kodesh Baruch Hu created as a midah that you're going to be misbayish if you get a free gift. He says there's a metzias. It's a metzias be'etzem metzias muchrachas. And I'll explain it to you like this. We find this yesod lamaisa in Hilchos Tzedakah. Hilchos Tzedakah, the ultimate madrega, the highest madrega in Tzedakah, is to give the oni a job, and that the oni should work for his money, and earn his money, and that's a bigger chesed than giving him a free gift. Well, that's hard to understand. Lechora, give him a free gift, then he's better off. No, because of this yesod of Named the Kisufa of the Busha. So what's the Hesba? So let's explain to you like this. Let's say you have an Oni, knocks on the door of the Gvir, and he tells him he's starving, he doesn't have money for anything, he doesn't have money soon, he's going to die, can't pay his rent, can't put food on the table, well, it's a terrible matzav, and the gvir is merachim on him, and he solves all his problems, financially solves all his problems. The oni is be'etzem tolui completely on the gvir. His whole life now comes from the gvir, because the gvir gave him money. So the oni be'etzib is misbattle completely to the gvir. So don't look at it mitzad the idea that he feels shame. And why does he have to feel shame? And you're an oni, and there's a halacha. If a person has to take tzedakah, then he should take tzedakah. That's not the nekuda, the busha sheba be'etzib. The nekuda is that a person who gets a free gift is a nothing. He be'etzib is nothing. He's completely tolly on the gvir. The gvir is everything, and this person is a nothing. It's like he's a satellite of the gvir's life. Masha'en Kane, let's say like this. This gvir has a huge mansion and a beautiful garden, and he needs a gardener. And he can't do the garden. He doesn't know how to keep look after a garden, or he doesn't have time for it, or he doesn't want to get his hands dirty. What are the reasons are, but he needs a garden. And the Oni who knocks on the door knows how to look after a garden. So the Gvir says, you know what, if you'll tend to my garden, so then I'll pay you kach v'kach per hour. You know, the going rate, the proper normal going rate. No matnas chinom here. And then you'll be able to be mefanis your family. Now, you've got to be a bit more socialistic to understand this. If you're going to be a Flatbush Balabas or a Golders Green Balabas, though the English shouldn't get away, or Hendon, wherever you live, you're never going to understand this idea. But if you understand a bit more social, be more of a socialist, understand the dignity of labor, which Be'etzem Chazal say that Ashrei. If you're Johannesburg Balabas, also won't work. If you understand the dignity of labor, well, the South Africans moment have difficulty in understanding this, because who does the gardens? All the Schwarzes. You can't ever say the Schwarzes are equal to the. To the normal people. I don't want to be racist. but the Chazal say, Ashrei Misha Nenem Yegir Kapoy. The person's Nene from his work, from his own work, is in a very good matzav. So, Be'etzem, this Oni, who now becomes the gardener, is mamash shove to the Gvir. Why? They're both independent mitzvahs. The Gvir needs the gardener, and the gardener needs the Gvir. So you've got to get out of your head, well, money is everything, and therefore the Gvir is all chashem. What's a gardener? A gardener's a garnish. That's what you have to get out of your head. But alibet the emes, they're mamash shove b'shove. The Gvir's got money, but he can't do the garden. The gardener's got the koich to do the garden, he hasn't got money. So they exchange their koiches. The gardener gives the Gvir the koich of gardening. He does the garden for him, and the Gvir gives him money. But they're both equal. They're both mitzisen in their own right. The Gvir, the gardener, is not tolly on the Gvir be'etzem any more than the Gvir is tolly on the gardener. Because the Gvir needs the gardener. If his garden's going to be all messed up, then it's chaval on the whole garden. It would be better if he just concrete the whole thing over. It would be disgusting. It's all a whole load of weeds and thorns and thistles and then it's terrible for him. So the gardener is equal to the Gvir. Says the Derech Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates us to be in a matzav of Olam Haba. He wants us to become as doime to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as is possible. Now, the yesod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kiviyachol, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's muchach ha-metzias, is an independent, self-contained metzias. We mentioned that before. That's what the Shem Havaya means. That he is true being. He is the real being. Now, a Nivra cannot be an independent Metzius Be'etzem, because a Nivra is a Nivra, and there's only one Havaya, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us all, and brings us all into existence, so Mitzad Zeh, we're always going to be Tali on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Muchrach. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates us to give us schar, he wants to make us as much independent as is possible that we can be. So the idea that we have to do mitzvahs, and we have bechira, and we decide whether we're going to do mitzvahs, and we're koine our olam haba, and once we coin it, the Olam Haba that we have is ours. We're Bailim, we're a Ben Olam Haba. We made that Olam Haba ourselves. So, B'midas Ma, we're more Doimit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Nakuda that the free gift is misbayish listakel ba'ape of the noisim. That is the more that he's misbayish is because a person receives a free gift, he's not a real yesh. He's tali always on the one who's giving him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a system with Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba that we're not just completely tali on him. Chazal call Olam Haba yesh. Chazal say also the Kodesh Baruch Lahanchil, the Pasuk says Lahanchil Oy Havai Yesh. The Metzis of Olam Haba is called Yesh. They say the gematria of Yesh 310. Oilamos gematria Yesh. Oilam Haba is Yesh. Are we going to be a Yesh or are we going to be an Ayin? Be'etzim, if we would just be created in a matter of Olam Haba, or be created without Bechiras and be made, it would just be a mitzvah machine, we're an ayin, we're be'etzim nothing. A malach is created to do whatever he's supposed to do, he does it, he has no Bechira, and big deal that a malach can do all sorts of very choshev things. You have malachim or masig HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tremendous hasogis, and they say kodesh 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 Hashem tzvokis meloi chaloyitz kvoidoi. They're called srofim because they are misbattle. They're nisraf merov kedushosoi dainu, when they makid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything and everywhere. So that malach, where is he? The malach be'etzim disappears kiviyochol in the rov kedushas Hashem. The gevaldige madrega, that's srofim. That's what we say in Shachris. The srofim say kadosh. So it's a gevaldige madrega, a big deal. He's created that he can be masig that, and he understands that, and he says kadosh and fine. He doesn't get schar for that. What's the big chiddush? He can't not be masig it, and when it comes his time to say kedusha, he has to say it. Oh, but an Adam who says kedusha, and the Adam can't be masig ad kedekach. I don't think anybody has ever had that problem, that when you're saying Kedusha, Meloi Chaloritz Kavoidai, that you feel if it's Meloi Chaloritz Kavoidai, if everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where am I? Who am I? Where am I? I'm disappearing. Everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu reached a madrega that he said, V'nachnu ma. Moshe Rabbeinu understood the emes. We can all say it, Masig it real, but Moshe Rabbeinu was real. The Be'etzim doesn't really exist. Shechina medaber is a groiner shel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was told his battle to Shechina. The kilo of the Shechina spoke when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. And when to say for Dvarim, it's the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? It's a whole long speech of Moshe Rabbeinu. We're going to say in a few minutes. Quote some of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu said in Sefer Dvarim, that speech. V'hoyo im shema tishmael mitzvosai asher anochi mitzave eschem hayom. 1 second. Are we doing mitzvahs of Hashem or Moshe's mitzvahs? It all became all of a sudden Rabbanan. Everything is Moshe's mitzvahs. Chas v'shalom. And if you want to be mitakesh and say no, it's Moshe's mitzvahs, so first of all, you. But Rabbeinu. But even if you hold that, v'nasati metar outzechem beito yoyre malkush, Moshe gives the rain. The Eibishter gives the rain. Moshe Rabbeinu was so nisbatul to Shechina that Moshe Rabbeinu and the Shechina was Shechina medaberes to rain. So Moshe Rabbeinu got to that madrega doime to the malach of Seraphim. But Moshe Rabbeinu got it through his own avodah, and the malach was created with that. So, is the malach something? The malach's garnished, bad. So it's shkoyah. The malach's great to say kaddish, and he says kaddish. Malach Raphael is said to be merapeh people. No shkoyah. Grace is ah, grace is chiddush. That's why the malachim always say nasa v'nishma. The Gemara says. In Shabbos, when Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, there was a baskol came out and said, "Mi gile roz zel abonai shemalachei ashoris mishtamshim boy." Who's megale the secret when Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma that they're using the soid which the malachim ala use? Brings a pasuk the malachim ala gibori koyach oisit dvarim lishma v'kol dvarim. The malachim say Nasa v'nishma. What's the point? Avada Malach says Nasim and Nishma. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu calls Raphael to say to be Merape someone, he doesn't say, "One second, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'll call you back in half an hour. I've just got to finish my movie or the chess game or whatever he's in the middle of doing." He's not doing anything other than waiting to go and do refuah. That's his whole metzias. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Raphael, "Can you go and be merapi this person?" He also doesn't say, "Oh, I don't know if I want to be merapi him, Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm not sure. I fancy doing Gavriel's job today. Maybe I'll be the Malach HaMovis today. Maybe I'll kill a few people." He said, "Not Shayach. He can't be kill anyone, and he can't do my segvura of Gavriel. He is Raphael. That's his home. He's Raphael." And when the Rebbeinu Shem sends Gavriel to give a Maisa Gvura, he doesn't say, "I don't know if I can do it, Rebbeinu Shem. I'm not sure. I'm a bit scared." Gavriel is Mr. Gvura. That's what he's all about. So when the Rebbeinu Shem calls, they say, "Nase v'nishma." The Chiddush was that Klal Yisrael came to the Hakara by Maimed Sinai that we're also created to do Avodas Hashem. But we have Bechira. That's the godless of Klal Yisrael. And even with our Bechira, we said to the Rebbeinu Shalom, "Yes, Nasem Nishma." We realize that Be'etzim, we are created to do Avodas Hashem, and therefore, Avada, we can keep all the mitzvahs. But we have Bechira. So go Alti Gazach. So when we are Mekayim the mitzvahs, we become a Yesh, we become our own Metzias. True, we still need the Rebbeinu Shalom for everything, but b'midas ma, within the system, Bechira makes it that we're koiner ha'olam haba. And kinyan ha'olam haba means it's part of us. And it's not just a free gift. And that means that we are a real metzias. That's the yisoid. So kivaltiga oimik. And it means something. It's very important. Because what does it mean? It means that doing mitzvahs makes us into using our Bechira, and when it's hard and one has when exercise the Bechira, that's when we're a real Yesh, that's when we're a Metzias. The word Ish, which is often used for Tzadikim, Tzadik called an Ish, Be'etzim the word Ish is Yesh with an Aleph. The person's a real Yesh who's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aleph is Yechido Shel Olam, Echad. He's the real Ish. He's a real mensch. He's a Metzias. And Be'etzim, a person who can't use his Bechira, and everything is just pushed around from Taiva to Taiva, from Yetzirah to Yetzirah, and he never can take a stand, and can never pick himself up, and can never do anything. Chazal say, Ezeu Gibar, HaKovish Es Yitzroi, but a person who can't do that, he's a shmatter. He's a gornish. Be'etzim is a gornish. What are you? You're a shmatter. A person can't get out of bed, can't put himself together, can't put himself to be miskaber on anything. He's a shmatter. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity through mitzvahs to become a real yesh, a real metzius. And that is what Olam HaBa is, to become more doyme to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be meiler. Then the Nenim Yisiv Ashchina is on a much higher level. So all that is only Shayach by creating a two-tier system. Olam Hazeh, Hayom La'Soysom, U'moch Al-Kabul S'chorim, and Olam Abba. Avada, we created for Olam Abba. Tachlis is to get to Olam Abba. But the only derech that we can get to Olam Abba, now that Rebbeinu Shem made this beautiful system, is Olam Hazeh. But what does he do for us? What does he tell about Olam Hazeh? What's the point of Olam Hazeh? The point of Olam Hazeh, everything in Olam Hazeh, absolutely everything in Olam Hazeh, Be'etzem, is just use it for mitzvahs. Some of the aspects of Olam Hazeh are nisyonos, which he's going to explain in the Hemshech. They're there to give nisyonos. But ultimately, Olam Hazeh, life in this world is all about one thing. Being koine olam abba. Being omen in this yonus. Everything. There are other things you can do with a cow. You can make steak out of the cow. And you can make cholent out of the cow. And all sorts of geshmak azachen. We're going to see in the Hemshech Yes, the Rebbe Shalom created cows for steak as well. It can be a nisayim. All you do is fresh your guts out with the steak, one big taiva, that becomes a nisayim. Or you can actually even eat the steak and be kind of olam haba as well with it, if you have the right kavanas, and that's the hemshech in the perek. Then in the end he shows, at one stage he's going to tell us, soon we're going to see all the nisyonos of olam hazeh, and be'emis, if we use the olam hazeh correctly, all the nisyonos, you turn around all the nisyonos, everything, all the physicality of this world can be used, like the Mishnah says, kol ma'asecho yu l'shem shamayim. If you use all your olam hazeh for ruchnias, then you can be koine olam haba by eating steak as well. Kal v'chomer, maybe not kal v'chomer, not supposed to be kal v'chomer, by making the tefillin out of the cow and sifrei Torah and v'chule v'chule.